Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You're now once again tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Harper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, tonight, nothing has changed. I'm asking all the listeners, especially new listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the woman of God, none other than Bishop Rosemary Giroux will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So you're definitely going to need your Bibles, you're going to need your pens and paper, because I don't like for anyone to take it for granted ever that we are making up things as we go. That's why the word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So that's why it's important that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with whoever's delivering God's word. So again, none other than Bishop Rosemary Giroux will be bringing forth God's word again on tonight. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again on tonight, touching and agreeing on one accord that you are God and you are God alone, that you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. You are a promise keeper. You don't forget your word. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guests on tonight, Bishop Rosemary Jairu and her entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy toward us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, for his finished work on the cross, that he paid our sin debt with his sinless and holy and righteous blood. He paid our debt, a debt that he did not owe, but he knew that it was a debt that we could not pay. So he paid it twice for our sins on the cross with his shed precious blood. We thank you for his blood, Lord, and we thank you that it still works and will never lose its power. Tonight that do not have a personal relationship with your son Jesus Christ, who is not saved in his name. It's our hope and prayer and desire that as your word goes forth through your woman of God on tonight, that you would use her through your Holy Spirit, that your word will be received on tonight, and that those that are spiritually blind will be able to open their own mouths to confess their sins and transgressions, and they will ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, that you would get the glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Bring back to the fold, Heavenly Father, all of those that have gone astray for whatever reason. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to move by your Spirit over this worldwide platform. Continue to bless it as you see fit. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We give you the glory, honor, and praise. Continue to bless every listener that tunes in faithfully and all those that are tuning in for the first time. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I continue to lift up my Bishop James A. Jennings, Jr., pastor and shepherd of the Greater Shiloh Faith Baptist Church in Michigan, and also my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. We continue to lift them up. And all those that are sick and afflicted for whatever reasons, continue to touch, heal, and strengthen them, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, on tonight that you get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And it comes to us saying, a person of words but not of deeds is like a garden with no flowers, only weeds. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. A person of words but not of deeds is like a garden with no flowers, only weeds. I want the listeners to know that I always welcome comments and feedback. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I want the listeners to know that please stay tuned because God has blessed this worldwide ministry and platform with some outstanding, powerful men and women of God that's going to be coming forth in the near future over for the rest of this month. Going to be delivering and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, God's word, over this worldwide platform. I am so excited for the doors that God has opened for him, allowing me to meet new sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. They will be bringing forth God's word over this worldwide platform. You want to stay tuned. Pass the word to your friends, co-workers, and family members and church members. Let them know we want to tune in to this worldwide platform and continue to be blessed by God's word. We're going to go to a music break, and then following the music break, we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to none other than my sister, your sister in Christ, Bishop Rosemary Jairu, will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. Well, that was a musical version of Pray For Me. The Word of God said the fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. And I still believe that too on tonight. So we get ready to go into the Word on tonight. I want to ask the listeners on tonight, continue to pray for our children all over the world, because, you know, some of the children have started physically going back into the schools. And so we know that a lot of them have not able to have received their COVID shots yet. And because so many people are still being ignorant to the fact and refusing to get the shots, if not for themselves, even to think that they would do it for their children and grandchildren to be around. So we want to continue to pray for our children as they have started going back to school. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer that they will be safe, and the teachers and all those, the staff members that works, the people that works in the cafeterias or however they work, the security people, or anyone that's tied to the school system, we want to continue to pray for them, that the Lord will continue to cover them in the blood of Jesus. And our frontline workers, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer as well. So right now we get ready to receive none other than this awesome woman of God, Bishop Rosemary Jairu. I now yield the mic to you.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Saints of the Most High God, people of God, hallelujah, I tell you, God is an awesome God. The world has a way of saying that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. But we, that are saints of the Most High God, knows that in our timing, God is good all the time. And in God's timing, he is greatly good all the time. To God be all the glory. We're going to come from 20 scriptures, glory be to God, regarding to visitation in the morning. Have you ever wondered why in the morning you wake up so early in the morning and you be like, man, I don't know why I'm woke this time of morning. Glory be to God. Newsflash, the Holy Spirit woke you up. He wants to make it personal with you. It's one-on-one time, you and him. Glory be to God. Zephaniah 3, verse 5 is number one. Number two is Lamentation 3, 22 and 23. Isaiah 50 and 4. Isaiah 50, 4 and 5. Psalms 143, 2 and 2. Amen. Psalms Psalms 139, verse 9. Amen. Because many say, why am I woke this time of morning? I just went to sleep. Some of us just went to sleep. Amen. But the Holy Spirit will wake you up because so many things happen in the wee morning hour. And it's for God's glory. Amen. And to get a closer walk with the Most High God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I apologize for taking so very long. Amen. God's been keeping the people from Louisiana safe, feeding them and clothing them, which, as you know, Ida went, was a long stretch. A long stretch. God help me. Okay. I usually have my little helper here, but I'm on the floor working with it. But we're going to do this tonight. The devil is a liar. Thank you, Jesus. Zephaniah. Thank you, Jesus. 3 and 5. Thank you, Jesus. All right, here we go. Here we go. 3. Amen. And verse 5. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Here we go. The righteous Lord is in her. He does no wrong. He applies his justice morning by morning. He does not fail at dawn. Yet the one who does wrong knows no shame. Amen. And that's Zephaniah 3. And 5. Amen. Things happen in the morning, people of God. Things you have no knowledge while you think you're sleeping. Amen. The world is still moving around. The world is still revolving. Glory be to God. But we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for He, the Holy Ghost, who keeps us while we sleep. Glory be to God. Who protects us while we sleep. Who causes no hurt and harm to come to us while we sleep, which happens in the wee morning hour. Amen?
Amen.
His justice, every morning, people of God, his justice, amen, is keeping us. Glory be to God. Lamentation 3, 22 and 23. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Glory be to God. Amen. He also gives us the ear and the tongue of the learned as he awakens our ears to hear him every morning. How about that? This is powerful once you understand it. Amen. We have to get an understanding. How important it is we morning our praise. How important it is we morning our pray. How important it is to meditate on the Lord we morning our. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. as we continue on. Isaiah 50 and 4. Amen. Isaiah 50 and 4 is a promise, people of God. It's a promise. Let's go to it. Isaiah 50 and 4. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Isaiah 50 and 4. And it is a promise. Here we go. And it says, the Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are instructed to know how to sustain the weary with a word. He awakens me each morning. He awakens my ear to listen, like those being instructed. Do you hear that? The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn back. Oh, my, my, my. Think about that. Think about that word right there. Think about that word right there. That's why it's important to be obedient. Glory be to God. You know, yet in this time of the morning, we want to sleep. We get in our position that fits real comfortable. Now you really want to sleep. So then it seems like you're going to a deep sleep. Why? Why is that so? Amen. When the Holy Spirit awakens you, that's why it's important to deny yourself sometimes, so that you may hear instructions for in the morning, for that day. For that day. I know many a times I woke up, and I wish I would have woke up early enough to pray. I've said that so many trillions of times. I wish I would have woke up earlier to pray. This day would have been different. And I know I'm not the only one that said that. Glory be to God. But it's very, very important sometimes to deny yourself. Get up from sleeping.
Amen.
Begin to pray. Begin to seek the Lord's face. Now, all these beautiful things are happening. Yes, yes, you're denying yourself. It's for God's glory, and it's for your good, because you're going to be able to receive instructions. You're going to be able to receive guidance. You're going to know what direct path to go through. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. And then let's go to Psalms 143 and 8. Psalms 143 and 8. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 143 and 8. I thank God for the ability to read with eyeglasses been told up by the grandbabies. Amen. Leaning to the side. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 140 and 8. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Verse 8, and it says, let me experience your faithful love in the morning, for I trust in you. Reveal to me the way I should go, because I long for you. You heard that word? I tell you, it's so important that we rise from sleep and seek his face. That way, we can receive what God has for us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And as we go on, hallelujah. Amen. We know that you have to know that when you wake up, wee morning hour, this is your mindset. Lord, let me seek you, Father God. Let me seek you while you yet to be found, so that I be prepared for the day. Psalms 92 and 2. Psalms 92 and verse 2. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your holy words. Okay. Psalms 90:22. And it says to declare your faithful love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. Let's go. It's important not only to rise in the morning time to get instructions and guidance, amen, but at night time before you lay down, amen, you have to know without a shadow of doubt that the God you serve is faithful. You have to know without a shadow of doubt that you are dwelling in safety, that the God you serve is able to keep you from falling, that you won't even dash your foot against a stone. Come on, Psalms 91. Let's go. So what? God sent an angel before you. So even that you fall, you won't even dash your foot against a stone. And then what he went on and said in Psalms 92:2, people of God, to declare your faithful love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. Glory be to God. Amen. He gives us the tongue of the learned. Isaiah 50:4-5. Let's go back. Isaiah 50:4-5. Of the learned. The tongue of the learned. Amen. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Help us learn you. Help us learn your ways, God. For your ways and thoughts are not our ways and thoughts. Just as high as heaven is from earth, that's just as high as your thoughts from ours. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I tell you, it's so important that we line upon line, precept upon precept, that we know the truth. So that we be made free. Amen. Isaiah 50:4-5. Excuse me, everyone, please. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are instructed to know how to sustain the weary with a worry. He awakens me each morning. He awakens my ear to listen, like those being instructed. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn back. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your words, God. Thank you, Father God. And then the Holy Spirit goes on. And he will transport, come on, how about that? You'll be from one place to another place spiritually. Let's go. It's called the wings of the morning. Psalms 139:9. All right now, come on. The wings of the morning. My. Like, you may go somewhere within that day. Let's say you rose early that morning. You prayed. And then you wind up somewhere that day. And it feels like you've been there before. Hello? People call it deja vu. I sure feel like I've been there before. Maybe you have. Let's go. Wings of the morning. Because why? You took time to deny yourself. You took time to wake up, to get up during the wee morning hour. Glory be to God. And learn the words of God. Glory be to God. I tell you, God is an awesome God for his people. Amen. Psalms 139:9. Thank you, Jesus, for your holy words. I tell you. One thing for sure, we're going to know the word of God because that's our guidance. That's our instructions. Amen. He left this book here for us. Amen. Psalms 139:9. The wings of the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 139:9. It says, if I live at the eastern horizon or settled at the western limits. Come on. We talking about heavenly places. Come on. Let's go. We talking about heavenly places, people of God. Amen. I think that's so awesome. That the Holy Spirit takes us. He said, if I live at the eastern horizon or settle at the western limits. There is no limitation for the Holy Spirit to go. Amen. Hello? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. There is no limitation for the Holy Spirit to transport us. Amen. Where we could be in the presence of God, while we that we could lie before the throne of God. It's called a rushing flow. When you can lay down, process in front of God, crying out, making your intercession known to him. Glory be to God. The wings of the morning. Job 7, verse 18. Come on. Now it's time to expect a personal visitation every morning. Every morning. Job 7 and 18. Guess what? Sometimes I forget to say radio station. 7 and 18 rule. Well, praise God, thank you, God. It says, you inspect him every morning and put him to the test every moment. And drop down to 21. Why not forgive my sin and pardon my transgression? For soon I will lie down in the grave. You will eagerly seek me, but I will be gone. Uh-oh. See that? See how important it is to be obedient? It's important to be obedient when the Holy Spirit probes you to wake up wee morning hour. God wants to instruct you. He wants to guide you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to meet your needs. He wants to be your God. He wants to be your friend. Glory to God. He wants to be your friend, people of God. He knows he's the Almighty God. He knows these things. He knows all power is in his hand. He knows these things. But he wants this personal relationship with us, one-on-one. He wants to know you personally.
That's
he
right.
wants you to know him personally.
Oh, yeah.
And the only way you're going to get that is to spend time with him.
Mm-hmm.
That part. That
That's
part,
right.
people, God. He wants you to spend time with him. He wants you to seek him in the wee morning hour. Glory be to God, that he could take you places you've never been before. Glory be to God, that he could send healing for your body, healing for your mind. That he could open doors that no man can shut, shut doors that no man can open. Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah, he's an awesome God. And he wants us to know him personally. He wants us to know him. Don't be afraid to approach him. Don't be afraid to be free to love him. Don't be afraid to trust him. For he's a friend who stick closer than a brother, that part. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's awesome right there. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Genesis 3 and 8. Let's go to Genesis 3 and 8. Hallelujah. Go shut that door for me, please. Genesis 3 and 8. Mm-hmm. It's so important that we get this here. Amen. And that we know. That we know him. Because he want us. He want us to know him. Amen.
Yeah.
It's not like he just want to be there. He is the Almighty God. But he wants a relationship with us. And he want us to know him. He want us to know what we can do. Amen.
That's right.
Genesis 3, verse 8, and it says, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And they hid themselves from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Amen. Now listen to this. God's the same God yesterday, today and forevermore. And if he was walking with man then.
Oh, yeah.
He's walking with man right now. Come
Lord,
on.
Lord.
In the cool
Lord,
of the
God.
Day.
Thank
Come
God.
On, people, God. Hallelujah. In the cool of the day, he's walking with us. Come on. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You'll never be alone. Come on. You'll never be alone, saints of God. This is his word telling you this. Amen. Psalm 63:1. 1-4. Amen. 63:1-4. Psalm 63:1-4. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. This is so awesome. Okay. 63:1-4. I tell you, the word is always right.
Oh, yeah.
The word is right. Thank you, Jesus. Don't make no sense to try to get the big head. Go before yourself. Really learn the word of God. Really take your time and learn God. Learn his spirit. Learn he the Holy Ghost. Amen. 1-4. God, you are my God. I eagerly seek you. I thirst for you. My body faints for you in a dry land that is dry, desolate, and without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. My lips will glorify you because your faithful love is better than life. 4. So I will praise you as long as I live. At your name, I will lift up my hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, that's why when you get somewhere, and because it don't always happen in a church building. Even if you just standing out on the side of someone and they're ministering to talk to someone else, amen, and you go to getting happy just by listening, amen, because the Holy Spirit that's ministering to him began to minister to you. That's why it's important to talk about the goodness of Jesus. That's why it's important to talk about the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Back in the old days, the songwriter used to say, you don't need no matches to catch on fire, catch on fire. You don't need no matches to catch on fire. Come on. Why? Because he sprays, spirit sprays like a green bay tree from one to another. From one to another. Glory be to God. And if we would just line up people, God, amen, he will move that way this day. Amen. Exodus 34 chapter 1-8. Amen. Exodus 34 chapter 1-8. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your spirit, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. There we go. Exodus. Thank you, Jesus. 34:1-8. Amen. That's good. I'm sorry, 1-8. Exodus 34:1-8. The Lord said to Moses, cut 2 stone tablets like the first ones, and I will write on them the words that were on the first tablets which you broke. Be prepared by morning. Come up Mount Zion in the morning and stand before me on the mountaintop. No one may go up with you. In fact, no one must be seen anywhere on the mountain. Even the flocks and herds are not to gaze in the front of that mountain. Moses cut 2 stone tablets like the first one. He got up early in the morning and took the 2 stone tablets in his hand. He climbed Mount Sinai just as the Lord had commanded him. The Lord came down. The Lord came down in a cloud, stood with him there, and proclaimed his name, Yahweh. Then the Lord passed in front of him and proclaimed, Yahweh, Yahweh is a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in faithful love and truth, maintaining faithful love to a thousand generations, forgiving wrongdoing, rebellion, and sin. But he will not leave the guilty unpunished, bringing the consequences of the father's wrongdoing on the children and the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations. Simply bow down to the ground and worship. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yahweh, the Almighty God, he said that it's not going to go unpunished. That's why there are consequences for good and there are consequences for doing wrong. Glory be to God. So while we have this opportunity, amen, the commandments done been written. Most of us, they're in our hearts. We done heard, amen, and it's time to really apply. Apply the ways of God. He said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, turn from their wicked and evil ways, he will hear from heaven, he will forgive their sins, and he will heal their land. Come on now. Glory be to God. Here go another chance right there. Right there. Another opportunity. Right there. Another turnaround right there. Another blessing right there. Another miracle right there. Supernatural miracles right there. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hey, thank you, Master. Thank you. Just for us. Just because he wants us to know him.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Come on now. We have to get it together, people of God. We still yet right now have another opportunity right now to get it together. It's hard for a transgressor. It's hard for someone who don't want to change. It's hard for someone who don't want to know. Glory be to God. But for you who want to know, for you who want to change, 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 it's available for you. It's available for you. Glory to God. Glory be to the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. It's available. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you. I tell you now. Come on. Let's continue on. Genesis 32:24-28. Come on. Let's get this together. Amen. Our prayers will prevail with God. Amen. They will. Our prayers are not in vain. Prayers changes everything, not some things. It may not change it at the time you want it to change, but God is always on time.
Oh, yes.
He don't miss a beat or a rock. It's always on time.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
I'm a witness.
Glory be to God. Amen. Genesis 32:24-28. Since I have like 5 or 6 more things to chapters to go, with I want you to make sure you have these written down. Amen. It's Genesis 32:24-28, and then Job 8:6. And then Job 8:6, amen. And he talks about, he promises people of God. He promises that you will get his attention. Come on. He will wake up for you. Uh-oh. Let's go read that. Job 8:6. He will wake up for you. Come on. He not, see that? While you're praying, he listening. Come on. And our prayers will prevail. Why?
Oh, yes.
For we are victorious. We are more than conquerors. And we can
do
all things through Jesus Christ with strength in us. Right now.
Glory
be to God. Glory be to God. We don't have to sit and wait. Because while we waiting, the promises are coming into full effect. Amen. He promises in Revelation. Amen. His promises to us is yea and amen. I mean, yes, and it's done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Job 8 and 6. Let's see. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Job 8 and 6. Here we go. Right here. Verse 6. And it says, if you are pure and upright, then he will move even now on your behalf and restore the home where your righteousness dwells. Glory be to God. Jesus, Job 8 and 6, that was it. Amen. Let's say it again. Amen. If you are pure and upright, then he will move even now on your behalf and restore the home where your righteousness dwells. Glory be to God. You'll get a greater walk, a closer walk. Songwriter used to sing that song, just a closer walk with thee.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. You would have such a closer walk with God. Amen. Why? Because you decided to deny yourself sleep. You decided to wake up and listen for the voice of God. Glory be to God. And your prayers will not go unanswered. They will not. They will not. We just read it. They will not go unanswered. Amen. And he promises that we will get his attention. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Then he goes, even in the same book, chapter, and verse we just read, Job 8 and 6. He says that our habitation of our righteousness become prosperous. Come on. Come on. You looking to be prosperous?
Oh, yeah.
Glory be to God. Let's get it together. You have to get you together. Amen. Get your walk with Jesus together. Get your private walk with God together. Amen. And then Job 8 and 7, look what it says. Then even your beginnings were malice. Your final days will be full of prosperity. That means he's gonna enlarge your camp. Amen.
Oh, yes,
you're gonna begin to blow up. Glory be to God. He promises to enlarge your ladder and greatly.
Yes.
He promises
right.
to turn your small beginnings into a big end. Let's go. It might have started out small. But at the end of the day, it's going to be very large.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Job 8, verse 19. Amen. Verse 19. And it says, surely this is the joy of his way of life. How about that, y'all? Surely this is the joy of his way of life. Yet others will sprout from the dust. Wow. My mind, from your joy. That's going to be passed on from your joy. From you getting happy in the Lord.
Without
I told you, you don't need no matches to catch on fire. It jumped from one to the other. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And there you go. And he promises that joy will come. Psalm 35. The joy of his way comes. Amen. Job 8 and 21. He rejoices over us with joy through singing to us. Wait a minute now. Because we read in Zephaniah 3 and 17. Amen. Y'all hear that? The word says he rejoices over us with joy through singing to us. Now, how about when you say, oh, this is my spirit. Y'all hear that song? There's a melody playing in your spirit. There's a song playing in your spirit. How about that? Mm-hmm. Yahweh put a song in your spirit.
My Lord.
For Jesus to sing to you. Isn't that awesome? My. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All right, and he sings to us. Amen. 2 Samuel 24, 11 and 12. He promised to send a prophet to us with a message or a prophetic message in the morning. These are things that happen in the wee morning hour, y'all. So I want you to realize and recognize how important it is to rise in the morning. In the morning when I rise. Come on. In the morning when you rise. I hope you know you ain't wake yourself up. Glory be to God. In the morning. Let's go there. 2 Samuel 24. Verse 11 and 12. 2 Samuel. All right. In there. 2 Samuel 24. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your precious words. 24 verses 11 and 12. Amen. When David got up in the morning, a revelation from the Lord had come to the prophet Gad, David's seer. Go and say to David, this is what the Lord says. I am offering you three choices. Choose one of them, and I will do it to you. Glory be to God. 11 and 12. Come on. God sent a prophet to David that morning, people of God. It says, when David got up in the morning, a revelation from the Lord had come to the prophet, Gad, David's seer. Go and say to David, this is what the Lord says. I am offering you three choices. Choose one of them, and I will do it to you. He says, and I will do it to you. My. That's because there was a punishment for David, disobedient. Amen. For choosing his soldier wife. Amen. That was a murdering spirit. He murdered him. Had Bathsheba. Amen. That was a mess up. I tell you, it's a real sin, people of God, to want another man's wife or want another woman's husband. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real sin to covet. And it may look like people have gotten away with it. But we also read that there are consequences behind it.
Oh, yeah.
We read it. Amen. You're going to answer to God for it. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. And then Psalms 9 and 6 and Ecclesiastes 11 and 6. And it speaks about the seeds miraculously growing and flourishing. Amen. All right. Your little $10. You sent to the woman of God, your little $50, you sent to the man of God, it's going to start growing.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to start flowing. Amen. See, God knows what's in your pocket because he put it in there from the get-go. Glory be to God. He know what you have, and he know what you don't have. He know what you put on the side for your party. He know what you put on the side. Amen. For your clothes. He know what you put on the side for your girl. He know what you put on the side for your wife. Come on now. He knows. And he sees all things.
Oh, yeah.
We serve the Almighty God, Yahweh. Glory be to God. It's time to get right, church, and let's go home. It's time to get right, church, and let's go home. Amen. And then there's Genesis Once again, 32, 24 through 28. And Psalms 49 and 14. Amen. I show you right the chapter verse down, people of God. Because it's so important that we understand the wings of the morning. Amen. Job 38 and 12, where God commands the morning. Come on. Come on. If you truly know the truth, you know that God controls everything. So everything in the morning, when you pray and seek his face and become his friend, don't you want to be his friend?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God will command things for you. Amen. And then Psalms 110 and 3. How about this? Get ready. Let's go to it. Psalms 110 and 3. I can't just talk about it. We got to read this one. Psalms 110, verse 3. Amen. All right. Psalms 110 and verse 3. Your people will volunteer on your day of battle in holy splendor. From the womb of the dawn, the dew of your youth belongs to you. Amen. Listen to this. I'm going to say it again. Your people will volunteer on your day of battle in holy splendor. From the womb of the morning. Come on. God called the morning the womb. Yahweh called the morning the womb. Oh, my. My. Don't it make you want to seek him? Won't it make you want to know the truth? Glory be to the Most High God. I just thank God for the wings of the morning. You know, saints of God, it's so very, very, very important. And for you who say, I love you, Jesus. For you who really say that and mean it, means you want to be his friend. Amen. You allow Jesus to be your friend. He wants to be everything that you need.
Amen.
Make Jesus your friend. Make Jesus your friend. I dare you. Amen. I dare you. Seek him. Rise early in the morning. Amen. Get your blessings on. Amen. Tell him you want to be closer. Amen. Tell him you want to know him. Amen. Tell him you want to rest with him. Amen. Glory be to God. Tell him to order your day, order your footsteps, and meet your needs. Glory be to God. These things happen in the wee morning hour, in the womb of the morning. In the womb of the morning, the wings of the morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Every need will be met if you just take the time to do so. Glory be to God. I give God all glory, all honor, and all praise because book, chapter, and verse didn't just fall out the sky. We have to seek him, people of God. We have to seek his words. We have to know the truth. Amen. And by he, the Holy Ghost, he will teach you all things, yea, the height, the width, and the depth of his word. He will teach you. Glory be to God. And guess what? We will be prosperous. We wouldn't be lacking no good thing. And be mindful, this is not our home. We're visitors. We're visiting this place. We only passing by. And the day's going to come, we're going to go home. But he promised in the book of Revelation that we're going to be comforted, Revelation 22, that we're going to be comforted while we're here. And he mean what he said. And he says what he means. So people, God, get right, church. Right. Glory be to God. You don't need to miss it.
Amen.
You don't
Amen.
Need to
praise
miss
the
it.
Lord, Bishop. Praise the Lord, Bishop.
All right.
Our time is up and
Amen.
Gone by already.
Amen.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much, Bishop, for bringing another powerful word
yes,
on tonight.
Lord.
We know that it has not gone out in vain. It's going to accomplish everything that God
Amen.
Set out for it to do for his glory.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank you once again. And I thank God for every listener. We're not even going to close it out in prayer on that because we're beyond our time limit. So
thank
I just want to say thank you to the listeners.
Thank you, Lord.
I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to pray ye one for another. Until the next time, good night.